Krishna, not Kali. Krishna became like Kali. He gave his
tongue. He had his tongue.
His 400 ten, and he took his sword and everything like Kali. And Radha was doing puja. When he became, he
Krishna tells Radhika, don't worry, just go on.
Then he pardon me, I have done it. Anyone has told me to ask. But I am not yet. Radha told that I will never talk to any man and never I will go out of home. And second day, the beggar, like a chhatra, chhatri, a student of reading. An umbrella of tal and wearing sandals and something here, Vyakarana Pothi,
Sanskrit grammar.
Sanskrit grammar. And he came at the gate and told, Alak, Alak, Alak Niranjan, Alak Niranjan. Alak Niranjan means the thing which is not seen, it is alak. Niranjan means no mala. Mala means no upadhi, nothing. That is shapeless God, nirvishesh Brahma. That is alak niranjan, alak niranjan. Like Mayavadi, he was doing. At once, Jatlakan, and he saw that very beautiful, and rays are coming
from
the mouth, body. He attracted, was very so much attracted, and he went in the house. In the house, and I have written it. You remember?
In the book. I have the book in the van. I brought the book in the van. I didn't bring it there.
Then you can read?
Yes.
It is very
interesting.
Oh, it is in car. Then she told
you. You have the book?
No. She told that you should go. I want to give it all. When Krishna is refused, I will not take anything from you. Why? Because you are greedy. Then, go.
That person was Krishna.
That person was Krishna. So, he took that I will not take on from you. If a lady having husband, then I can take his husband. Then he went inside and told Sumati Radhika that Brahmin, a student has come I cannot go. I will never go. Because
yesterday you have rebuked me so much. So I will not go out of the house. And I will not talk, I will not give anything other than our family. Then he brought down to the streets of Srimati Radhika and told in so many ways that she was not at last. She went to Lalita and Vishakha and told that if she is not willing to give and she will not give, then all cows will be dead and your son will also die.
Who said that?
Brahmin.
The Brahmin said that.
Mm.
Because the time was too late.
Mm.
So, I know that everything will be destroyed. So, tell her anyhow to give up to that Brahmin boy.
The Brahmin boy told these things.
Mm.
If you don't.
He has heard that in our India, we always see that if a beggar comes,
we must give.
Must give.
But
otherwise, there will be something.
So the brand. Oh, so who told those things?
She is telling to Lalita.
Okay.
That I know that
right.
If she will not give,
then all
he will go, and he is not ready to wait a little here.
Mm-hmm.
When the cows are milking, only that for 5 or 6 months he will wait. I have requested him to wait a little. So he is now. And Krishna is telling that, I am going. My time is over. Then I saw Lalita and Vishakha come to Srimati Radhika. And they told. And she was ready. She took everything in golden pot and went there. To give all Krishna's
cloth.
She told that I will not take. Whether you are widow or not widow, I am not seeing.
Man or a man, you cover your mouth fully.
So, I will not take.
She had her everything covered.
Yes.
And then, Delta. Words, Mati Radhika. And they knew that this person is not other than Krishna.
Did Srimati Radhika know?
She also afterwards to me. Then Krishna told that I am not a beggar of that class. I have come here to have alms, but what kinds of alms? That you are very angry to me. You have done man. And that man I could not
down
for so many days. So if you are ready to give me that all, that I am very much pleased and I want that man. And Srimati Radhika
smiling.
See what she has been bought. She gave her
and he said
at once laughing. Krishna took the man and went to the next place and returned to the box. Again they meet. Yashoda Devi was putting some cloth and ornaments in a very big box. So many kinds of
ornaments and cloth, available cloth.
Krishna at once came. She was doing it very carefully. And she was doing like that Krishna may not see, but at once Krishna came and saw this. Oh mother, what are you doing?
What is, go outside the room, don't disturb me, I'm doing something. No, I want to know, my dear mother. She got the neck of
Yashodama
and told that, Mary Maya,
oh my mother,
dear mother, are you keeping all these things for my future marriage or for what? For mine?
Myself. Then Yashoda told that, I
am keeping it for Srimati Radhika. I hear you as my son's wife. She comes daily here and without giving all these things, just like I would never send her here. So I am giving all these things. And who will carry it? Husband of Srimati Radhika himself, he will come. Now the time is coming, he will come. And he will take up. No other than. Then went from there and he met Subal Siddham. And they came. When the box was ready and locked, and just so that when he was watching, when waiting, when
Omnimanyu
is coming, then he opened the friends opened the lock. And Krishna take everything outside an empty box set down and the lock was
sealed.
And then Abhimanyu came and take it on his hand, on his head and came here. He asked his mother, oh mother, Yashodama has given so much thing. Where to keep it? He told that go inside and give it to Srimati Radhika. He came and he kept
put down.
Put down all these things and then he went away. Then Lalita Vishakha opened the box and saw that there was so many.
First time it's done here.
Here, at first there was no good Raj Bhavan for Srimati Radhika because it was not like it is as Vishwabhanu Maharaj. Nandap Maharaj has 7 lakhs of gold.
Nine lakhs.
11 lakhs of gold. It was more than Nanda Baba. So he met here after marriage, very big and lovely Raj Bhavan for Srimati Radhika.
Vrishabhanu Maharaj made it. Where is that place?
1,000, 5,000. This is like a hill. This was samtal.
Level.
But going and damaging the 5,000, it became so helpless. So they tell that the palace was in here. Mandira going on. From ancient times.
So he built a palace for her.
But Javat means that but.
Servant Zenian says.
Javat. That.
Javat.
Javat.
Javat means
a tree.
Where that was that Zenian tree? Under the palace was there. And Srimati used to live here.
What prayer should be recited here?
Huh?
What is a proper prayer to make in this place?
Radhika lives here all day. And from here, he is Kishore Leela. First time are going on. From here, he goes also to Radhadam Shyam Kuru, the Rajgubarban, sometimes in Biharban, sometimes in the night, he goes to Sankhetban. From here, there is Kokilaban, very near. From there, Krishna used to sing like Kokil.
Kokil.
And so it is called Kokilaban. So, after marriage, and Krishna became Kishore, in return from Gokul and Vrindavan to hear all Leelas, first time from Nandagaon and from here. From here he goes to Saketban also and meets Krishna. He also goes to very thing from here. Kamyaban is very near. Sometimes he goes to Kamyaban and all places. So, all the Manjari, Lalita Vishakha, are here.
They live here?
They live here.
In Jabat?
In Jabat.
What about their husbands?
Their husbands know that Abhimanyu is friend of Govardhan and of Lalita's husband.
What is Lalita's husband's name?
I have seen Anang Mandiri also is here. His husband is the brother of Abhimanyu. So he is also here. Vishakha is very near and dear to Jatila.
Vishakha?
Because her his sister,
Vishakha's sister.
Jatila's
sister, daughter.
Vishakha.
So he loves very much Vishakha. So
he trusts her.
They trust him. So all the Sakhis had any very good relation with Jatila and this family. So their husband don't
mind that they stay here.
But if they go to Nandagaon, they might.
Right. So they always stay here.
Here Rup Manjari always lives with Srimati Radhika. When he took bath, all Sakhi, Mr. Sakhi, that is Manjari, are doing snan to Radhika. As beloved Kushmanjali we see, Arati Manjari, Rup Manjari, Lavang Manjari, are doing Sringar, Bhani, Sringar, Shila, everything. And from here, they go with Srimati Radhika to Nandagaon. In the midway, Tirkatam is there.
Nandavar.
So, it is very interesting place for Gaudiya Vaishnava.
This place. Sometimes the Gaudiya Vaishnavas pray to take their birth here.
Hmm?
Someone may think this is where I am born.
No. No here, but they want to burn.
Birth.
They don't want to take birth here because then it will not be Sasural.
Father-in-law's house.
Right.
They want to wait here.
They want to be married here.
Yes.
They want to take birth in Varshana or Vishakha's birthplace. Chitra's birthplace,
Ikshagaon,
and other places.
But then come here.
I will take birth and my marriage will be
in Javad.
Javad, and he will come and start Srimati Radhika. So pray Srimati Radhika as the Rupa Goswami has done. कति द्वितीय श्लोक का हा देवी काकु भरगत गत यात्रा जाचे निपत्त भूमि दंडवत उद्घटार्थी अस्य प्रसाद मुखस्य जनस्य कृत्वा गंधर्विके तब गणे गणनांगी. सो दिस इज मोस्ट ब्यूटीफुल प्रार्थना दैट ही शुड टेक अवर नेम एज दासी एंड विल बी दासी हियर Sadhu Srimati Radhika, as well as the fifth of Lalita Vishakha. That is the Sarpana. Now we should go, because we still take time. There's something here.
The
water which for pure,
purified.
This is drink here.
Thank you.
And went there.
Underneath.
And she caught the feet of Srimati Radhika. What is this? He caught Krishna. But at once Krishna came from here.
Very good swimmer.
These are Kadam people is there. Here.
Very good
in here. Sanatana Goswami used to live here.
Oh.
This is the bhajan kuti of Sanatana Goswami. He usually come to wash his hands, to take bath.
He was bathed here?
He used to make chanting here, doing bhajan.
Would he take his bath here?
Bath here, everything here. Everywhere they have written this Sarovar name, Pang. Bhajan Kuti, Sanatana Bhajan Kuti. And from here, sometimes Rupa Goswami used to come here, and Sanatana Goswami used to go there. They always meet and here and there.
Where is that place where Srimati Radharani came when Swami wanted to cook?
That Kadambati.
We shall go there.
That is the place.
Yes.
As you say, we have all done at other times.
हे देवो हे देवो हे देवो हे देवो हे मोहि प्रसादं मुद्रै कटाक्षी भूमि नाम
वैराग्य युग भक्ति रसम यत्न अपाय मान
भक्ति रसम
यस वैराग्य बट विद भक्ति रसम नेक्स्ट नॉट ओनली वैराग्य विदाउट
भक्ति रस
वैराग्य अगर भक्ति दे कैन नॉट लव हैव भक्ति But if at first we have bhakti and by the grace of bhakti, if vairagya is coming, then this grief this should be severed.
This should be valued more.
And without bhakti, vairagya takes it is in nirvishesha brahma. Sanatana Goswami has bhakti rasa and also vairagya. Sankhya purvak nam gandhati jim kala avasani kite nidra har vihar kadhi jipa uchyatanta dinau chilo radha krishna gunasmate madhuryam deyum sammohito bande sanatana gurumbhimu yari sakrapu Kirtan of Swami Ji, Bande Ru Sanatana Rungeru, very near and dear to Swami Ji. So, Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam is used to take only chana. Chana means dal. Something that That also not. Sometimes two or three days or more days without anything, only weeping, where is Srimati Radhika, where is Lalita, where is Krishna, where is Visakha. And when sometimes to Nandagaon, sometimes to Varsana, some to Radha Kund, Govardhan, and everything. No sleep, only sleep for an hour, at 1 hour. He has conquered everything. And Krishna Lila Smriti, he becomes like man. Guna Smriti, remembering the pastimes of Krishna and Radhika's Lila, always he used to pass his time. I never wanted bhakti rasa. Raghunath Das Goswami tells me. I am quite ignorant. I was quite ignorant. I never wanted to drink bhakti rasa. But causeless mercy, he keeps bhakti rasa in my mouth by force. If I tried to
get it out,
he took my mouth. No, you should take this. So he was very causeless, merciful. So I bowed down to Sanatana Goswami that he will give me bhakti plus vairagya. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. As wrote, he first wrote Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And I see that every book of Rupa Goswami, every book, and every books of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami, are only based on this book.
And in this part of Goswami, all of the things he's talking about.
This was the first one written. This book was written first.
And Rupa Goswami has taken so many verses from this. And all are bound to take Bhakti Siddhanta from this book. What is Vrindavan? What is Aras Bhakti? Everything. When we were doing Shravan Kirtana Smarana Bandhan. At this time bhakti is pure, but as our these indriyas are not pure, it is called sadhana. But yet that the name and the pastime that we remember, doing archan, nautha bhakti, the spirit is always of Prakriti. Sanatana Goswami has said.